You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, daily conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne Marie Cross.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode 144, and I'm your host, Anne Marie Cross, the podcasting queen. My guest today says, your pain wasn't God's plan, but He plans to use it for your power. Join me on today's show is Wanda Lovell. Wanda is a temperament and speaking coach, and she helps shy and introverted ladies share the power of their personal story. Now, on today's show, Wanda's going to share, you will need the support of community if you want to impact others. She's going to talk about never put life on hold because of what ifs. Mindset is key to sharing your gifts from the platform. And she's also going to talk about there is nothing more powerful than speaking about your transformation to others. So welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. I'm so excited to be with you, Emery.
This is such an important topic. I think there are so many people who've got an incredible story and testimony to share, yet for some reason or another, they're not getting out there and sharing that. And I know this is your area of expertise. Share with us, if you will, how you got into this line of business. Was it something that you always felt passionate about? How did that pan out for you?
Well, I've always been drawn to compassion fields. As a teenager, I was in customer service. I ended up becoming a professional nurse. I co-pastor with my husband. So I was always drawn to connecting and helping people. Mm-hmm. But I am like a quiet and shy girl. And I found that when I was graduating from nursing school, I was chosen to be the salutatorian for commencement. And I got up and I shared this speech, and it was like electrifying. It was like, oh my God, that was so much fun. And the energy you get from connecting with people, making them laugh, having them connect with powerful experiences they have gone through, that never left me. But I still struggled with getting out there and really speaking consistently. And what's very funny is, even though I was in ministry, I would get up and speak. Yes. But oftentimes I would get behind my husband and I would do all the work in the shadows, very much like a Martha. Mm. And my people would say, hey, we need to hear from you more. And it was just a struggle over that draw and that pull from the people that I just didn't know how to manage. Yes. So nursing has served me well, yes, but I just wanted more. Mm. I wanted more joy in what I was doing. And I wanted to help people in a positive way. Because in critical care, we see families often in very dire straits and emergencies. And I wanted to be on the front end of life and not on the back end.
Yeah, beautiful. It's interesting that you should share that story, because I've had, I think, one or two other guests who've been on this show who have shared a similar experience where one, in fact, had took 10 years to finish a degree, and right towards the end, there were four assignments that she had to deliver. And once she was complete, then she would have gotten her diploma. But she had to deliver it verbally. And she said to her husband, thank you so much for supporting me, but I'm not going to be able to complete. Long story short, she did the four presentations, and she realized, similar to what you said, that inner passion for getting out on stage and sharing her story. What would you say to someone then who is listening or watching and who can resonate with that, really feels they've got a story to share, however, hasn't done so because of the fear? There's lots of fear associated, fear of failing, fear of not being able to speak, fear of rejection, lots of different things. What would you say?
I would say, I find that most women do kind of create this sense of judgment around, number one, their story. If they don't have a big blood and guts story, and they have a very simple experience, or an experience they feel like someone else has also had, they don't know how to embrace the significance of what they've been through. And so there's always this judgment around it. The mechanics of speaking can be learned. And even though it is like the biggest fear, at least in the States for us, it's like the number one fear outside of death, is really you can learn how to reframe the fear and the energy. Mm-hmm. It's all coming from a place of adrenaline. And my key is practice, practice, practice. That fear of the unknown goes away mm-hmm. once you just get out there and do it. So that's what I would tell someone to start. If they know they have a story, number one, embrace the significance of what they've been through. God placed you here for a reason. You have a message. Mm. You have an audience. And the next, key up with someone who will keep you accountable and just practice, get out there and do it.
Yeah.
And then that fear becomes weaker.
Yeah, love that. So let's talk about you'll need the support of community if you want to impact others. Share more about this.
Well, when I first decided that, you know, I really wanted to go into coaching and empowering women outside of just the church, mm-hmm. meaning like, I don't care what your belief system is, you know, where you come from. I believe that you have a God-ordained message to touch someone. That's why you're here. One of the things that I really focused in on for myself, because there was a lot of guilt around, you know, not really appreciating my nursing. There was a lot of judgment because I was considered myself to be the good girl, you know, the good wife, the good mom. And why would you leave nursing for something as frivolous as like motivational speaking? And so there were all these opinions from the outside coming in. And so I tell people you need to develop a tribe or community around you to support you. And it consists of five people or five, I would say, types of people. One would be your spiritual leader. Someone would be a confidant. That's somebody who doesn't necessarily know what you're doing, but they're willing to listen without judgment. Then find someone who's doing the same thing you are because they can relate and you can cry on each other's shoulder. You can share your triumphs together and kind of like your missteps. And the next thing is a coach. You need a coach. You need someone who's going to be on you and a mentor to kind of just give it to you straight and really put goals in place and make sure you're meeting those goals. And it's especially important if you're a, what I call a temperament, a melancholy temperament or an introvert, because we can be a little slow moving. Mm-hmm. And those five people in your life, that support will keep you on track.
Yes. Great, great insight there. And I think as people are listening and watching, they realize that maybe there are key elements or aspects of those people that they don't have to support them. And I think it's fantastic that we have so many resources, such as the one that we're using today, that we don't necessarily need to be in the same town, the same state. We can certainly support one another or get support from someone even internationally. What would you say to someone that has not yet got those key people in place? Could one of those people cover two of those areas, or would you say it's best to get five individuals to fulfill those roles in your community?
I would say to just build your team, and certain ones will just come into place and there'll be other ones that'll fall in place over time. And Anne-Marie, you're absolutely right. My first coach was in England. I couldn't find anyone here. My coach, Joe, she was not even, you know, on this side of the ocean, the pond. And that is the beauty of the internet. And what we have right now is that you can find someone who actually thinks the way you do. They want to achieve the same things. And that was a struggle for me in my community to find like-minded women. Mm-hmm. So I would say if you have the support of a spiritual leader, which we're talking to ladies of faith and Christian entrepreneurs, that's the best place to start. Let him or her know what you're doing, what your vision is. Get them to cover you and cover your vision or your business in prayer. Family may not always necessarily understand, so they may not be the best people to develop a confidant in. That person will just be there and be a positive sounding board. But I would say outside your spiritual leader, get a coach, get someone who has done what you want to do, who can give you the training, and all these things start to fall into place. you find that once you make a step or two, the other key players begin to come into your life.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. One of the things that you said previously around, you know, our story, and if someone has a similar story to us, something that I'm often reminded of and would certainly love to remind everyone of, and I know that this is probably something that you speak into as well, that even though we may have a certain similar experience, we are unique in how we deliver it, how we speak, our characteristics, our mannerisms. So how we bring that story to life is really what's going to resonate with our ideal clients, our audience, the people here who we are here to serve and support. Yes?
Yes, I totally agree.
Yeah, so important. Now let's talk about something that I know many of us at one time or another in our life or in our business will often see ourselves saying or hear ourselves saying, what if? What if? And we can go round and round and round in circles. And you say, never put your life on hold because of those what ifs. Mindset is key. Talk more about this.
So the what ifs, that question or that doubt, we always have them. And those are the things that make us hesitate. Mm. They create the doorway for fear of failure or of judgment, or what if this doesn't work, or what if I look foolish? And this is no new like mindset technique or shift for people. And what we say is, well, what if you speak? And people are absolutely transformed. What if you start that business and you start to make not only impact, but income? What if, and we take that and turn it onto the positives. And one of the things that really blessed me is, like, I shared this with my husband and we were talking about in church, at least here, often you'll have ministers or pastors say, will there be one who will come for prayer? Will there be one who will accept salvation? And I was just like, no, there's not will there. That's like another way of saying what if. You have to know that because you're there and you're speaking, God has ordained and like destined this moment. So you say, I know there is one. That's why you're hearing this message. I know there is somebody who needs this information. Come down now. And removing that what if begins to create such a boldness and a confidence in what you're saying. People can't help but really respond, because even in business, if we give, if this offer sounds good to you, if you'd like to work with me, the person goes, well, does it sound good? Do I want to work with them? But when you have that confidence and say, hey, I've been there, I know this, and I know this is for you, or else our paths would not have crossed, or you wouldn't hear this webinar, or we wouldn't be having this podcast. I know this is for you. When you say that what if shifts everything and gets everyone moving, you and the person that you were created to impact.
Yeah, beautiful. Something else that often I hear people say too is around certain labels. And I've heard, and I'm sure you've heard too from many people that you've worked with, oh yes, but I'm an introvert and I'm shy, I can't do this. I mean, let's face that. I mean, you said you're an introvert. You're coming across with a level of inner confidence that is just, you know, so incredible. Speak to this. If someone is thinking, I can't get up on stage because I'm an introvert, let's just bust that right out of the water, because that's not true, yes?
It is not true. And so introverts are easy. Now, our shy girls are a little bit different because we are dealing with fear. There could be some other traumatic thing going on where they were laughed at or they were ridiculed by a teacher, something that happened, someone important somehow belittled something about them. And they took that as a, like a sense of like shame, and somehow inherently there's something wrong with them. And so that's where the shyness piece comes from. So it's more about a fear. Where the introvert, it's definitely about their energy. Introverts love to think. We love to nap. We love to create. We love to be behind the scenes. And the thing for us is that we don't like a lot of extroverted sort of energy, like lots of people, lots of touching and feeling. You know, we can do it for a minute and then we're like, I'm out of here. So with the introvert, it is basically showing them how to show up big when they're speaking, learn how to get the mindset around that energy, and then say, now, once you're done, Now you can go get your coffee, read a book, and go in your closet. Yeah. So what I do is I work with them differently because one really is dealing with a fear. The other one is dealing with the connection with other people because extroverts draw their energy from the crowd, from the claps. Mm-hmm. The introvert draws their energy from thinking and tasks and projects and seeing things unfold. Mm-hmm. So we work with how they see their speaking.
Yeah, I love that. And people often will look at me quite bizarrely when I say to them that I'm an extroverted introvert. So whilst I love microphones and getting up on stage, the other day we just come back from camping and we got a flat tire in the middle of the bush and I got out of the car and it was no sound, like no sound. And I thought, this noise, this is just brilliant because it feeds our energy. And I think once we realize that, then, as you said, when we speak and the art of speaking, if you will, is a learned skill. Will we just learn those skills? Yes.
Yes, totally agreed. And what you can do is, and one of the things I tell the ladies is, I'm not trying to make you an extrovert. Mm-hmm. We need you to be an introvert because when you go away on the mountain and you're quiet, you're coming up with so many creative things. Mm-hmm. And that's fine, but every once in a while, we need you to come down off the mountain like Moses and give us that great thing that you have.
Yeah, every now and again, we need to come off our mountain and associate with humans.
There you have it.
Beautiful, but I love that because it just is such a great reminder that, you know, if it is a skill or some learning that we need to do, it's just a matter of being shown, practicing, as you say, practice, and then before long you then can really start to speak and step into who you are in the way that you deliver it. So important. Now you say, and I love this, there's nothing more powerful than speaking about your transformation with others. Share more about this.
Well, you know what, when I started doing the coaching, I used a lot of like Facebook groups and like connecting with people online. And the honest to God truth is that I really started to create clients when I did small live events. And I really believe this is powerful because of how God created us. In Genesis 1:26, we open up the Bible and we see that God is a speaking spirit and he creates. And I tell people there is nothing more transformational than being in the presence of a person. When they begin to speak about their transformation, speak about their experiences, you can feel it, like that goose flesh, that connection, it becomes tangible. And so the power of hearing that transformation spoken is really what energizes people to me so differently. I love to read. I play audiobooks, and I mean that is my thing. But when I am in a live event, I walk away energized to do what I've heard.
Yes.
And I can go back in like the images and looking at other people in the room and making that connection with other people as the light bulb is going off above our head at the same time. Mm. There's just no match for being in the presence of a great speaker and hearing that like spirit to spirit. Mm-hmm. And that's what's happening. The breath of God that's on the inside of us is coming out and it's connecting with our spirit, you know, person to person. And I just think it's such a dynamic thing.
Yeah, beautiful. Something that I mentioned that you say, and you've mentioned it already in this interview, your pain wasn't God's plan, but he plans to use it for your power. And often some of those pains, some of the challenges that we have had to battle through or go through, if you will, God can use as part of our transformation and the story that we share, because we could be the hope and light to someone who may be going through the exact same thing. Speak a little bit more about this, because so many of us, we can sometimes get stuck, you know, in that valley, if you will, and not really recognize the incredible learnings and gifts that we've learned and that we can share with others. And that can make our story so powerful and transformational for others, yes?
Yes, I agree. And I believe just because of the nature of how we are as humans, we are very self-deprecating. We're taught at a young age to not appreciate other things that we do. And we're taught at a young age that we need performance approval. And often we go by and we are so, it's so easy for us to, you know, give attention to the negative. And one of the things that I do when I work with ladies is the first thing is I tell them that you are life certified. Now, whether you have a degree, professional experience or not, you're life certified to teach this. And when we work on their story, we go back through their pain, like the domestic violence, the woman who survived that. In those hours, you learned how to network with people. You learned how to develop this, how to educate yourself secretly, how to connect with other people to get out, how to create a small side stash of money for your exit. You know, how to teach yourself a skill if this man barred you from learning. In the pain, you were developing life skills, all sorts of things. If we had sort of different financial challenges, or we had gone through a bankruptcy and made some bad decisions, in that pain, our darkest hours, how many entrepreneurs talk about how that experience fueled them to learn, to get the skills, to grow? And because we're doing it from survival mode, we don't realize that we are growing and getting stronger and developing a skill set that is now transferable to another person.
Just so powerful. Often I think, and this is the same with our stories or the journeys that we've walked, is similar with our strengths. Because they are ours, we will often take it for granted.
Yes.
I think, and share a little bit more around this, because I know so many people listening and watching are probably, yeah, but one day, you know, my story's different. you know, we all say that. However, and again, it's one of those things with speaking. It takes practice. We learn a new skill. We practice that. Similarly with our story. We don't, when we hear these incredible stories from stage, they've taken a long time to craft that, to practice it, to refine it. So it doesn't suddenly come to them one day and say, this is my transformational story. Speak a bit about this, because this is going to give so many people permission to spend a little bit of time and really, what is the transformational story that I want to share? Yes?
Yes, agreed. And what people will find, your story is organic. So even though you're in one stage of it now, it's going to expand. It's going to grow. And even though I may have the whole idea of being the good girl, my parents, there was a lot of domestic violence in their relationship. And so I was always the quiet, good girl. And I learned to just try to be the best, do the best. And it became a life where I was always serving other people. And I didn't know how to step away and do what God was calling me to do. So I would put what I want to do on the shelf. And so there's plenty of women who do that. I call them the everything girls. They're the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker. They hold everything together, but they're crumbling on the inside. And so some women just don't think, well, who isn't like that? Well, but that's important, because you can have a neighbor, you can have a woman in your community that really needs you right now. And because you're not speaking, she may be turning to some other alternative that's not as healthy, whether it's with her eating, whether it's with drinking, whether it's just with spending, these other things, because someone hasn't come around and validated her and said, guess what, I was just like you, but we need to do this because there's more that you need to do. And you need to learn how to say yes to yourself and create space for the things that you value. And so I would tell a lady, don't worry about you sounding like someone else, because there are things in your story that are completely unique to you, just like your fingerprint. You know, like on the surface, all of our fingerprints are indistinguishable to me or you, but there are no two in the world that are the same. So there are things in your story that are completely unique to you. And women are going to be like, oh my gosh, I need to sit down with her. I need to connect with her. She gets me. She hears me. And so that's what I work with them on, like owning that significance of what you've been through.
Yeah. Such a great reminder for all of us, no matter what business that we are in. There may be others who have a similar topic or similar aspects of their journey, yet there is always a uniqueness. And the way that we deliver, the way that we create an experience for others is going to resonate with these sets of people, because that is just who we are here to serve and support. And one of the things that I often say, and I can hear this coming through in your message too, is that by us not sharing that message, it means that those who can be transformed through hearing us speak remain stuck. And I know, especially as Christian entrepreneurs and Christian men and women, but particularly women, we have a nurturing aspect about us, don't we, a compassion and empathy, that we want to help others. And just by sharing our story, sharing our testimony, can be the difference that someone says, you know what, if it's possible for her, maybe, just maybe, it's possible for me. And as we know, it's possible for all of us. It's just a matter of making a decision and going, you know what, I am worth it. And,
that's right.
You know, and then getting the support that we need. Wanda, how can people connect with you? What is the best way that they can do that?
Well, I do have a group on Facebook. It's called the She Speaks, She Thrives Collective. You would just type in She Speaks, She Thrives into your Facebook search bar, and you'll find me. You can click join, and you can come right on in. I also am the founder of MyPowerPlace.net. It's all together, MyPowerPlace, and that is my website. And pretty much that's kind of where I hang out there. You can also, if you just want to be like a Facebook buddy or friend, Wanda Lavelle is where you find me, and that's how ladies can connect with me, or men who know that there's a lady in their life that needs this.
Fantastic. And, of course, we will put all of the links on our show notes, ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/TCE144. So important, I think, now with all of the incredible tools that we have. You know, we can even step up onto a virtual stage and share our testimony via that way. And then, of course, face-to-face when we have that opportunity, because somewhere, someone needs to hear that message. One of the things that I do with all of my guests is just to finish the show with a word of prayer. May I do that for you today?
Yes.
Fantastic. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for the opportunity to speak with Wanda today and be reminded that each and every one of us has a story, has a testimony that can be transformational for someone else who's going through the same challenges and struggles, and just how important it is to not be self-critical, to not be self-judgmental, but to get the right support, the right tools, the right key community around us to support us in really refining that story and getting it out there. Father, we just want to pray for Wanda's business and the work that she is doing, supporting other men and women who are really wanting to make an impact in the world with their message. Father, just continue to uphold her. Please continue to bless and show favor to her business, so that people who are called to share their message can certainly do that with a confidence in knowing that even if they are introverts, that their message is one to needs to be shared to the world. Father, we just pray this all in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. I think we can never have too much information around this, because there are so many people, as I say, who are either playing small or not really sharing their message at all. Yet once they do that, just the same experience that you had, you got up on stage or you shared your message and thought, you know what, I love doing this, and I continue to impact the world with your message. So thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. Changing the world one message at a time. Do you feel called to influence real change with your message? Join our supportive community of like-minded influencers, thought leaders, and disruptors at www.BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. That's BeTheDifferenceMovement.com.